Anthony Burgess, A Clockwork Orange, with an introduction by Blake Morrison.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Introduction. It was the source of some unhappiness to Anthony Burgess that, of the 50 or more works which he published during his lifetime, A Clockwork Orange should be the most famous. He had, he believed, written better books and feared he would be remembered as the fountain and origin of a great film. That is, as the man who wrote the novel from which Stanley Kubrick made the more celebrated movie. Why, he wondered, could the reading public not attend to his other achievements, the Enderby novels, the playful fictional explorations of Shakespeare, the critical guides to Joyce, the music, the libretti, the plays, even the journalism and reviews? He compared himself to Rachmaninoff, whose prelude in C-sharp minor, written as a boy, is better known than the works of his maturity. The letters Burgess received from students working on A Clockwork Orange, evidence though they were of the esteem in which he was held in academe, did not console him. Irritated, even embittered, he pushed on with other novels, one of which, Earthly Powers, 1980, won huge acclaim and contains what has become his most quoted sentence. "It was the afternoon of my 81st birthday, and I was in bed with my catamite when Ali announced that the Archbishop had come to see me." But it is A Clockwork Orange, published in 1962, near the beginning of his career, which readers first associate with the name Anthony Burgess. There are good reasons for this, nothing to do with Kubrick's film. Burgess was a prolific novelist, but also a wayward one, brilliant at particulars, careless with the whole. He once said that he revised page by page, but that rewriting...